Sri Navadeep Dham Mahatmya by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Chapter 1. The Supreme Position. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the moon of Navadeep and the sun of Satchidevi. All glories to Sri Nityananda Prabhu. All glories to Sri Advaita Acharya Prabhu. All glories to Sri Gadadhar Pandit and Srivas Thakur. All glories to the holy abode of Navadeep, the essence of all holy places, and all glories to the residents of Navadeep Dham, the eternal associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Having offered respects to the lotus feet of all the devotees, I shall now briefly describe the glories of Navadeep Dham. Even Lord Brahma and the other demigods do not know the full extent of the glories of Navadeep Dham. The thousand-mouthed Shesha himself cannot fully describe its greatness. I am an insignificant soul. Who am I to sing the glories of Navadeep, when even Lord Shiva, the greatest of demigods, finds no end to them? The will of Sri Chaitanya, however, is most powerful. In accordance with his will, the devotees have ordered me to write, and so by their mercy I narrate the glories of Navadeep Dham. There is another thing that I would like to mention. It is highly confidential. I hesitate to disclose it. Still, I cannot resist, for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered his devotees to establish the importance of his birthplace and pastimes after his disappearance. Sri Chaitanya is the most confidential avatar of Krishna. Although I know that he is the Supreme Lord, his pastimes are confidential. They are only hinted at in the scriptures, and so the non-devotees cannot understand them. Since ancient times, Maya Devi, illusion herself, had hidden the scriptural truths about Sri Chaitanya from the eyes of scholars. In this way, the conclusions of both revealed and unmanifest scriptures regarding Sri Chaitanya remained confidential. When Sri Chaitanya had completed his pastimes on earth, however, his obedient servant Maya Devi, knowing his will, lifted her veil of illusion and revealed his true nature to all souls. At that time the hidden meaning of the scriptures became clear, and all difficulties in understanding Sri Chaitanya came to an end. The all-merciful Nityananda Prabhu revealed the truths about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the hearts of all souls. On his command, Maya removed the illusion veiling the scriptures so that the pure devotee scholars could discover their hidden treasure. If one's doubts are not destroyed by these scriptural conclusions, he is most unfortunate. Why should he live? When Nityananda Prabhu distributes his mercy, fortunate souls accept it and achieve perfect happiness. Unfortunate souls, proud of their intelligence, reject the mercy of the Lord. Burdened by false logic, they fall into the darkness of ignorance. Nityananda Prabhu used to cry out, "Come, spirit souls of Kali Yuga, give up your hypocrisy and accept the divine love of Sri Chaitanya." In this way, Nityananda Prabhu would call out again and again, but unfortunate souls rejected his mercy. Let us carefully consider why people reject such a wonderful thing as love of God. Everyone seeks happiness in different ways. Some seek happiness through logic and others through mystic yoga. Some renounce the world and go to the forest. Others wage constant war. Some run after women and wealth. Some become artists, and others become scientists. In search of happiness, some learn to tolerate the miseries of life, while others simply drown themselves in the ocean. Nityananda Prabhu, raising his lotus hands in the air, cries, "O souls, come here. If you want happiness, give up exploitation, karma, and calculation, jnana. I have come to give you the happiness you seek, asking nothing in return. There is no need of trouble, risk, or pain. Just chant the name of Sri Chaitanya and dance without a care. The happiness I am giving away is unparalleled. It is positive, pure and ecstatic. It is eternal bliss, free from illusion. In this way, Nityananda Prabhu begged everyone to take pure ecstatic love, but the unfortunate had no desire for it. This is a result of the impious deeds they committed in their previous lives. To neglect the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu is the worst misfortune, for if someone once calls on the names of Nityananda and Chaitanya, he puts an end to unlimited karma. Listen now to another secret. The best thing for the souls of this dark age, Kali Yuga, is the treasure of Sri Chaitanya's pastimes. Sri Chaitanya and Radha Krishna are one and the same. Radha and Krishna eternally enjoy confidential pastimes of love with their inner circle of Sakis in Vrindavan. Through the scriptures, everyone can understand something about the glories of Vrindavan and the eternal pastimes of Radha and Krishna. The glories of Krishna, Krishna's holy land, and Krishna's holy name are unlimited, and through scriptures people all over the world have heard about Krishna. Divine love of Krishna, however, is not at all easy to attain. What I am about to explain is very difficult for most people to understand, because they are completely absorbed in the illusions and misconceptions presented by Maya. What I am about to explain is the most secret of all secrets. One may worship Krishna lifetime after lifetime and never achieve divine love of Krishna, Krishna Prema. This is because in the course of one's worship he is sure to commit many sins and offences. And one who chants the holy name of Krishna can achieve the ecstasy of divine love only if he chants without any offences. The worship of Sri Chaitanya, however, is much different. By worshipping Sri Chaitanya, even a soul plagued by offences attains the treasure of love of Godhead. As soon as one cries out, Nitai Chaitanya, divine love of Godhead begins searching him out. Even offences cannot block his progress, and soon he sheds tears of ecstasy in divine love. By the mercy of Sri Chaitanya, offences soon disappear, and the heart is cleansed and filled with divine love. No one can live in the present age of Kali Yuga without committing innumerable sins. Therefore, no one can be delivered without calling on the name of Sri Chaitanya. And so, I see no other way, no other way, no other way for deliverance in this age of Kali than to chant the name of Sri Chaitanya, worship Sri Chaitanya, and follow Sri Chaitanya's teachings. This is the verdict proclaimed by the revealed scriptures. Because that great Messiah appeared in Navadvip Dham like a golden moon, Navadvip is the crest jewel of all holy places. One who commits offences in any other holy place is punished for his crimes. But in Navadvip Dham, even offenders are purified of all sins. The two brothers, Jagai and Madai, stand witness to this fact. What to speak of ordinary holy places, even in Vrindavan, offenders are punished as demons. In Navadvip Dham, however, one who has committed hundreds and hundreds of crimes is easily saved by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. Therefore the rishis praise the holy land of Navadvip Dham, which lies within the circle of Gaura Mandal, as the most magnanimous of all holy places. Whoever lives in Navadvip Dham is most fortunate, for he develops attachment for Sri Krishna. Anyone who happens to wander into Navadvip Dham becomes freed from all offences and sins. Whatever benefit one gets by travelling to all other holy places is attained just by remembering Navadvip Dham. In this way the scriptures sing the glories of Navadvip Dham. He who sees Navadvip Dham will attain eternal divine love of Krishna. Even one who comes to Navadvip with his mind bent on gaining material comforts through pious activities will attain a higher than human birth in his next life. The scriptures confirm that one who walks through Navadvip Dham achieves with each step the merits of 10 million Ashwamedha horse sacrifices. One who lives in Navadvip and softly chants mantras soon obtains the sound Chaitanya as his mantra and easily gains deliverance. What is attained by great yogis after spending 10 years in another holy place is easily realized by anyone who spends only 3 nights in Navadvip Dham. In other holy places, one can gain liberation only by developing complete knowledge of Brahman. But that liberation can be easily had by anyone who once bathes in the Ganges in Navadvip. In this way, not by scholarship, mental speculation, or philosophical calculation, but simply by living in Navadvip Dham, one can easily attain the different kinds of liberation. Oneness, nirvana, residence in Vaikuntha, shalokya, divine form, sarupya, divine opulence, shasti, and personal association with the Lord, samipyam. Pleasure and salvation fall at the lotus feet of the pure devotees in Navadvip and beg for service. Although devotees reject these worldly blessings, pleasure and salvation remain at their feet as obedient maidservants. In conclusion, whatever can be attained after spending 100 years in the 7 most important holy places in India can be attained by spending 1 night in Navadvip Dham. Navadvip Dham is the sum total of all holy places. By taking shelter there, all souls can easily cross over Kali Yuga. In Navadvip Dham, the holy name of Rama, which grants deliverance, and the holy name of Krishna, which awards divine love of Godhead, constantly serve the devotees of the Dham. Thus Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, aspiring for the shade of the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu and Jhanavar Devi, sings of the greatness of Navadvip Dham.